you write in depth about the quantum field and its relationship with consciousness and also with the food chain. Strange parallel. Explain that.
I approach the live food in a unique way. And as I examine it and have examined a great deal of the research on it, I came across some very interesting work in Germany by a Dr. Fritz Popp. And what he discovered is live food is the only food that contains what we call biophotons.
Now, what do you mean by live food?
A food that is not cooked.
All right.
Or microwaved or processed in any way.
Okay, okay.
And he is a brilliant scientist who's been studying this for 30 years, biophotons. And what he found was that the macromolecules like chlorophyll and things like that, or enzymes, contain these biophoton energies. And when people are healthy, they have very high amounts of biophotons, and those biophotons give off light, mostly from their DNA. About 97% of our DNA is actually not the genetic part. It's really gives off biophoton energy. And this biophoton energy transmits light not only as light, we literally radiate. This is the truth. This is a fact.
Is this like an aura almost?
At one level, but I have pictures of people's pituitary and pineal glands.
Yeah.
And they are actually glowing. I'm talking about pictures that are done with laser inside the brain. A living person. Living person pictures. They're literally glowing. So it's actually not exactly an aura, but also an aura. But more basic than that. It's like, it's like a light bulb.
Tell me more, though, about this biophoton energy.
So what happens is the biophotons communicate in between cells and with the cells. But the biophotons also connect us to what is known as the living field, which is, I would call it, the mothership of consciousness. And these are submolecular particles. And we're all connected. We're all one, as the physicist will completely prove. And as Einstein said, it's all in the living field. It's all in the field. The field is everything. And so what happens is the more biophoton energy we have, the more consciously we connect, we feel our connection with the living field, and therefore it improves, I'm going to just say this, our psychic ability. Now, that's not the only reason, but it improves our overall sense of connection with the consciousness and with the oneness. So living foods indirectly begins to bring us to a more spiritual understanding of the universe.
And are you saying that we all have the ability to increase this biophoton energy within ourselves?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the more biophoton energy, the more conscious we become and the more radiant we become, because we are literally beings of light. This is not a metaphor. I'm saying we actually glow.
If you feel tired, lethargic, you just don't feel well, can one assume that your biophoton energy level is way down?
Yes, and what Dr. Popp did, because he's able to measure it, is that when people were sick, they had almost no biophoton energy. And we can see it. You know, people who are sick almost have no light coming from them, and when they're well, you can see a certain radiance. You know, it's kind of like an everyday kind of experience. But literally, he's proven that.
How do you increase your biophoton energy?
Well, the more living food you eat, the more biophoton energy you're taking in. The more sunlight you have, the more meditation you do, all these increase the biophoton energy. But specifically, literally living foods. Now, what he found was that wildcrafted food, that's food in the wild, had twice as much biophoton energy as organic food. Organic had five times as much as commercial pesticide herbicide food, and cooked food had lost it all.
All of it?
All of it. Now, that's just his measurements. You know, what can I say?
Right.
You know,
okay, now what about, though, the nutritional value of this food, even if it doesn't have or possess any more biophoton energy.
Yeah.
Does it have any redeeming qualities? I mean, is it worth eating it at all? And that would include meats and chicken and shrimp and seafood?
Yeah. What I'd say is if we didn't eat it, most people would probably die. Okay? So obviously it maintains life at some level.
So you got to have some of it.
You got to have something. Now, there is a very interesting point you just raised, because if we get beyond Lavoisier, 1780s, which is food is calories, and we're still operating on that very limited concept.
True.
My teaching in spiritual nutrition and also my other book, Rainbow Green Life Food Cuisine and Conscious Eating, all point out that food is energy. That's
so
key.
So it's like you're taking in pure energy if you're eating the right food.
You're taking higher energy. So give you an example. Dr. Breckman in Russia fed cooked food and the same food uncooked to mice. And the mice on the uncooked food, raw food, had three times as much energy. Same amount of calories. That disproves Lavoisier's theory of 1780s.
Is this instant energy as well, Gabriel? I mean, this happens right away?
I think, well, because he measured endurance. You know, he put the mice in the water and see how long they could swim and put them in little wheels. And so I can't make that statement. You know, I can just say we have more endurance and more clarity. Now, I know in the long run, because I always look at the long run more than the short run, because you could take a cup of coffee and say you had energy, okay, is that you may have noted I was a football player, a kind of a National Football Hall of Fame and captain of undefeated football team. And I'm kind of, I think about myself as a spiritual athlete, okay?
All right.
And I could do 70 push-ups as a senior in college. You know, I'm 21 years old. That was pretty good. At the age of 60, I'm a little older than that now, but age of 60, believe it or not, I did 600 push-ups. Consecutive. Now, how did that happen?
600?
600.
Yeah, how did it happen? Tell me.
Well, it took me a year to get there, but I didn't just, you know, and I did it while I was fasting. Now, what happened? What happened is the live food over time slowly built up my strength and endurance. That's what happened.